This is a story about a place where there were great marshes, fens. It was a difficult place and dangerous. The dangers lay not only in the bogs that might suck you down, but in the creatures that lived there. The boggles, the boggarts, the ghosties and the sprites. They would come out at night. And the people who lived in the little villages in the marshes would be afraid. But there was one creature that they did not fear. His name was Tidymun. During the day, he would stay in the deep, dark, green, wet, mossy places. But at the night time, he would climb up to the surface, and he would wander. He wore a long grey coat. He was really a little grey person. He had wispy grey hair and a laugh that sounded like the very quietest calling of a loon. He would go among the villages and he would laugh to himself, and the people would hear him. "That's Tidymun," they would say. And they would feel that Tidymun was keeping them safe. For they knew that Tidymun was a helper. Sometimes in those marshes, it would rain and rain for days, and the water in the marshes would begin to rise, would come lapping towards the people's doorsteps, and they would be afraid that there would be floods. And in those times they would go and they would stand on the doorstep and they would cry, "Tidymun! Tidymun! Man without a name! Tidymun, we need your help." And sure enough, in the morning, they could be certain that the water would be rising no more. It all went on for a very long time. But of course, in time, things change. People came to the marshes to drain them, strangers. The villagers who lived there said that it was not a good thing to do, that Tidymun would be angry. But the strangers took no notice. Strange things happened. Someone who would be working, building a great dike, would step away from the others for a little while, and he would not be seen again. But the strangers paid no attention to that. The great dikes went on, growing and growing until they rose high, and there were marshes no longer. The waters were contained. By then, some of the strangers had begun to grow sick, but they took no notice of that either, and then the work was finished, and then they went away. And now it was the people of the marshes themselves who suffered. First, the cattle began to grow thin, and then they too fell sick. And then there was little to manage with, little to eat. And the people knew illnesses such as they had not known before. And out of those illnesses, there were deaths. The young died, especially the children, the young and the old. And the people whispered to themselves, "It is Tidymun. He is angry. He is angry as we foretold." And they did not know what to do. But after a while they were desperate. And they began to think, why was Tidymun angry? What gifts might they bring to him? And they thought of the water, of how it was contained, of how places that had been wet were dry, They got together then. And they went in the fullness of the moon to stand on one of the great dykes. And each one of them carried a pail, a pan. Even the smallest brought maybe a little pot. And all those containers had water in them. And as the people stood on the dyke, they began to call out, "Tidyman! Tidyman! Man without a name! Help us! Tidyman! Tidyman! Man without a name! We have a gift for you! We have water!" And then, one by one, they began to empty their containers out. At first, nothing happened. And they called and they called. "Tidyman, Tidyman, man without a name, we have brought you water. Tidyman, Tidyman, man without a name, we need your help." And then their voices were joined by others. They were joined by the voices of the dead. And they too cried, "Tidyman! Tidyman!" And the children who had died called loudest and saddest of all. And the air was filled with their cries. "Tidyman! Tidyman! Man without a name!" So it went on, and so it went on, there on the dyke in the moonlight. The people poured the water from the containers, and they called for Tidyman, and they called for him. And then, far off in the distance, they heard a sound that was like the softest calling of a loon. They knew that Tidyman had heard them. They knew that he would come to their aid. They poured out the rest of the water. And they set out, all of them together. All of them together for home. There was among them some rejoicing, but also much sadness, sadness that had been brought by the children's voices, reminding them of all of those who had gone. Still, it was true. Tidyman had heard, and the sickness that had stricken them so sorely went away. And so it was, always and always after that, on the full moon nights. The people went to stand on the dyke and to pour forth water from containers and to tell Tidyman that they had brought to him a gift. They knew it was he who made the difference. For if ever some family should forget, you could be certain that trouble would come to that house. And that went on a long time too. But again, times changed. And now I think in that place, all is different. And people do not call to Tidyman any longer, for Tidyman is gone.